Hey, welcome back to Think Mighty. I'm your host, Jarrett McCraw, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to write a killer elevator pitch. It can be really difficult to pitch your business, your product, your service in a really short amount of time. So we actually have a 9-step process that we take all of our clients through to help them write a really compelling elevator pitch. You can use this exact same framework to put your business through and write a killer elevator pitch for your business, your product, or your service. So take the time, sit down, do this for your business, and I'm telling you, it'll be totally worth it in the end. Let's get into the episode. I want to take a minute to tell you about a free resource we have available right now on our website. If you go to grow.mightyadvertising.com/revenue, you can actually download our revenue growth cheat sheet. This cheat sheet has 18 different ways you can generate revenue starting right now, and you don't have to spend another dollar on advertising or marketing. So go to grow.mightyadvertising.com/revenue. Hey, welcome back to Think Mighty. Another episode here. Today, we're going to be talking about how to write a killer elevator pitch or positioning statement, whatever you want to call it. But this is a specific framework that we use here at Mighty. It's a 9-step process. And today, I'm going to walk you through each step. Hopefully, you'll be able to take this home and do it for your business or your place of work and really make a more impactful statement next time you have the opportunity to talk to a prospect. So we're going to jump right in. I'm going to try and walk you through an example of one we've done before. It should apply to a lot of people. If you have one that you'd like for us to do, if you want us to run your business through this, I'd love to do that. So you can just comment below or send us an email and say, hey, would love for you to do a killer elevator pitch for my business, and we'll be happy to shoot another episode for you. But today what we're going to be looking at is a killer elevator pitch for a financial advisor, certified financial planner, right? A lot of people out there do that, so I feel like this might be a good one that could apply to a lot of people listening. So I'm going to jump right in, and we're going to go through the first 3 steps of this process, and then I'm going to flip the board, and I've got the other 3 on the back, and then we're going to wrap it up with the final 3 questions that we have to answer. So each step in the process answers a question about what your prospect or customer is experiencing and why do they buy from you. So no matter whether you sell a product or a service, at the end of the day, they're buying your product or service to solve a problem that they have. This can seem really hard to wrap your head around if you're selling like a luxury item or something that's like really high ticket, but I guarantee you, at the end of the day, you're solving a problem for your prospect or customer. And I really need to do a whole episode just about that because I love talking about how different products and services are solving problems, and we don't always think about the problem that we're solving. So anyway, we're gonna start right there. So the first thing we have to understand is, what does your customer want? What is it that they're trying to achieve, and why are they even interested in what you have to offer? So we're gonna start right here. So if you're a financial advisor, financial planner, let's talk about what a prospect is trying to get to through your services. So, you know, obviously they want financial freedom, they wanna have more wealth. So those are very sort of like top level things, right? So let's just start there. So financial freedom. I'm gonna write that on the board. You know, they probably are trying to plan for retirement, right? So they want a clear path to retirement. Now, when it comes to finances, one thing that plays a key role in this is trust, right? So they want somebody that they can trust. Right? So we've got financial freedom. They want a path to retirement that they can see. They want somebody they can work with that they know they can trust. And let's just put feel secure. Because that's part of it too, right? So if you're working with a financial planner or a financial advisor, you know you wanna have a sense of security that, you know, your money's in the right place, that it's working for you, and you're not missing out on anything, or you know, losing the value of your wealth. So we'll start there. So these are the things that they want, right? They want some financial freedom. They want to have a clear path to their retirement, and they want someone they can trust and feel secure with in the relationship of their finances. So The next question we're going to answer is, what's stopping them? So why can't they do this already? If they could, they wouldn't be talking to you and they wouldn't be entertaining the idea of buying your products or services, right? So there's something that is stopping them from getting the thing that they want, right? Now, most people who hire a financial advisor or a certified financial planner, they're not a financial advisor themselves, right? So they have a full-time job. They specialize in something else. They may be a physician. They may be a lawyer. They may just have a job like anybody else. So they're busy. So they don't have time to learn everything about finances and how to invest their money and grow and preserve their wealth, right? So they don't have the time. They don't know where to look because they don't do this on a regular basis for a full-time job. They don't know who they can trust, right? Trust is a big part of this. So we can't trust anyone. And then another thing is they don't know what to believe. There's a lot of information out there on the internet these days and social media. So it's hard to even know what's the right answer, what's good information, what's bad information. So they just don't know what is best, right? So we know what they want. We know why they can't get there. Now let's talk about how that makes them feel. So this creates a lot of internal feelings for them. And we're going to cover that here. So how does this make them feel? So they probably feel confused, right? They're trying to understand all this information. They know they want to get to a certain place financially, but they don't know how to get there, right? So they're feeling really confused. They're probably feeling worried, depending on their age, right? So if they need to have a retirement plan in place and they're middle age, you know, they're probably feeling pretty worried that they're not where they need to be. So we've got confused, worried, maybe stressed. Stressed because they're not where they need to be. They're not doing the things they know they need to be doing with their finances. And so it just leaves them feeling like this, right? So let's just take a look at these three questions first. So we know they want financial freedom. They want a path to retirement. They want to feel secure with somebody they can trust. But they just haven't had the time to get there. They don't know where to look. They can't trust anyone, and honestly, they just don't even know what they're reading, if it's even right. So, and this just leaves them feeling confused, worried, and stressed. All right, so that should paint a pretty good picture of the situation your prospects, customers, your target audience is in, right? This is sort of the realm that they're in emotionally, mentally, and this is why they're coming to you, right? So I'm going to flip the board around. And we're going to look at the next three questions. All right, so these aren't really even questions, actually. These are just general steps on how you can put together your killer elevator pitch. So the next step is show empathy. So you have to show that you understand their current situation. You empathize with them. You feel what they're feeling. And this is as simple as saying, hey, look, I understand. I have many clients that started right where you are, right? So you get it. You've been there. You understand. You've talked to hundreds of people like this, maybe thousands of people who have had these same exact feelings, these same struggles. Like, you totally get it. You understand. So the next thing is you have to show authority. So what makes you the right person for the job? What gives you the authority to be a leader in this space? So again, we're going to go back to the financial advisor, certified financial planner. It really doesn't matter how long you've been doing it. All you want to say is how long you've been doing it. So let's say I have been a CFP for X years, right? And here's why it doesn't matter, because they haven't been a CFP ever. So the fact that you're even a CFP means that you have authority in the space. You've proven that you know what you're talking about. You've taken the test, you've taken the certification, whatever it may be. you've been doing it for a longer period of time than they have been doing it, which gives you authority over anything that they have in the space, right? So you've been doing it for X number of years. I've worked with X number of clients. So how many people have you helped work through this? 1, 2, 3, 100, it doesn't really matter again, because again, they haven't done it for themselves even one time. So you have a successful track record if you've been doing this at all for any number of people, right? So I've been doing this for X number of years. I've worked with X number of clients. Now you could drill down. Maybe you're focusing on a region. So let's say like you're in Florida or something, right? So in South Florida. So make it more specific. You know, if you feel like the relationship aspect of it is important, if you feel like being in close proximity to your clients is important in influencing their, you know, their purchase decision, then go ahead and tie that in there. So you've worked with not just 100 clients, but all in South Florida. So you have local clients who trust you, know you, and work with you. Now, it depends on your industry. So obviously, like a CFP is, you know, critical to being a certified financial planner. So if there's any other certifications, anything else that gives you authority in the space, it could be awards. It could also be like past results. So if you want to mention anything that's astounding results that's relevant to who you're talking to, that's another thing. Any recognition you've gotten in the space or for being a leader in the space. So all of these things, they're sort of like your resume. That's where this goes. So this builds authority and it positions you as a leader in the space, right? Which is exactly what you want to be. So we're going to step on down to the next step of the process, and that is the plan. So now you've empathized with them. You understand where they're at. You're right there with them. But hey, you're a leader in this space. You're the right person for the job. And in fact, I do this so often, I have a plan that I walk you through. So you want to say, I have X-step plan, right? So it could be like a 3-step plan, a 5-step plan. Ideally, you don't want to go more than 5 steps. Try to keep it between like 3 and 5, because that makes it easier for them to understand what they're getting into, right? If you start going down a list of like a dozen different steps, they're going to forget and they're going to be like, oh my God, this is so overwhelming. I don't even know if I can start this process. So I do know, because we've done this before, there's sort of like a specific plan or process that you have to go through as a CFP. And I think it's like 6 or 7 steps, right? So in this case, you do actually have, you know, more than 5 steps, and that's okay, but that's because it's, you know, part of the regulations, right? So anyway, you want to make it as simple as possible, simplify the steps down to 3 or 5 if you can. If not, if by law you're required to take certain steps, then go through those as well. And so you'll say, I have a 6-step plan that just begins with a conversation. Right? So you make it really easy, super easy. All they have to do is talk to you. That's so easy to get started. And then you go into the next step and the next step, right? So we have a conversation. What I'm going to do is I'm going to look at your current financial situation. Then we're going to go into assembling a plan for you and da 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 da, right? So you make it really easy. It's like you're holding their hand through the whole process. They're going to feel really comfortable about it. They're going to feel like you know what you're doing and you actually have a process that you follow. So again, let's take a step back. And we'll call this introduction of yourself, right? So this is where you're talking about yourself and why you're the right candidate for this job. So, you know, you showed empathy, you said, hey, look, I get it, I understand. I've worked with 100 clients that started right where you did. But look, I'm a certified financial planner. I've been doing this for 10 years. I've worked with 1,000 people doing the same exact thing in South Florida. And in fact, I was recognized as the CFP of the year for the state of Florida. So it's pretty easy to get started. I actually have a 6-step plan that really just starts with a conversation. From there, what I'm going to do is I'm going to review your financial situation, and then we're going to work together to put together a plan, and then we're going to implement that plan and monitor it over time, right? Super easy, right? You can see how this starts to flow together as a sentence, and you can see yourself saying this to the next person you get the opportunity to talk to, right? So the next three, which I don't have on the board, so I'm just gonna write them in, is we're gonna give them a call to action. So we've identified what their current situation is, how it's making them feel. We've positioned ourselves as the experts, and now we're gonna tell them what the first step is they need to take and call them to action, right? So call to action. So let's set up a time to discuss your retirement goals. You want to better understand what they're trying to achieve, right? It's all about them. So we're going to call them to action. Let's set up a time to discuss your retirement goals. And we're going to talk about what is the outcome that they want. So what does success look like? And this ties back to what it is that they want, right? So we remember they want a clear path to retirement. They want financial freedom. They want to feel secure. They want to work with somebody they trust. So success is so you can have a clear plan to retire. Feel secure and sleep well, knowing your finances are aligned with your goals. And someone you trust is looking out for you. Now that's the success, right? Now it's not all butterflies and rainbows in the elevator pitch, right? We want to touch on what happens if they don't hit success. What are the failures that could happen from not working with you? Because that's the reality, is that if they don't do business with you, they're going to go hire some other guy down the street or some other lady down the street who's not as qualified, who may not know as much as you do, who hasn't had the track record you have. And what are the implications of that for them? And this is a serious side of how you talk to people, because it's a reality. You have to be absolutely 100% confident that you are the absolute best solution to the problem. And so when you start talking like this, people start to listen and they start to pay attention, right? So failure, what does failure look like if you don't have a plan to retirement? What does failure look like if you get to retirement and your finances were not in line, you never had a plan in place, and you don't have the money that you thought you were gonna have at retirement, right? So failure is you sacrifice lifestyle at retirement. Leave your family in a poor financial situation. Regret not planning ahead, right? So this isn't even a stretch of the imagination whatsoever. This is really what's going to happen if they don't take action right now and with the right person, right? So we're gonna go through these three steps real quick, just to cover those and see how they all go together, right? So call to action, hey, let's set up a time for us to discuss what your retirement goals are. Because I wanna make sure that you can have a clear path to your retirement. And I wanna make sure you feel secure and sleep well knowing your finances align with your goals. And I want you to feel like you are working with somebody who you trust, who's looking out for your best interests, right? So that way, when you do retire, you don't have to worry about sacrificing your lifestyle at retirement. You don't have to worry about if your family's gonna end up in some sort of poor financial situation. And also, you're not gonna have any regret about not planning ahead, right? Okay, so are you starting to see how this can come together and work in your favor? We're gonna piece it all together, and you're gonna see how I just went from being a marketing person to being a financial planner with a killer elevator pitch. So let's flip it around. And we're gonna walk through this, the whole thing, at one time. Again, I just wrote this on the board, right? So I haven't like studied this, I haven't had the opportunity to be practicing this, and I'm not in the financial industry, right? So we're gonna start at the top. So hey, you know, are you looking for financial freedom? A path to retirement, someone you can trust and feel secure, has the best interest for your financial situation. You probably don't have time to learn all this. You don't even know where to look. Sometimes it can be hard to trust anybody. And honestly, you know, you probably don't even know what's best because there's just so much information out there. It's hard to even know what's right and what's wrong, right? And if this is leaving you feeling confused, worried, stressed, hey, look, I get it. I understand. In fact, I've worked with over 100 clients who started exactly where you are and feel the same things you feel. See, I've been a certified financial planner for 10 years, and I've worked with over 100 clients in South Florida to do the exact same retirement planning that I'm talking about with you. In fact, I was the certified financial planner of the year for the state of Florida. And so I have a 6-step process that I take all of my clients through. And really it just starts with a conversation. After we have a conversation about your goals, we're gonna look at putting together a plan for you and implementing that plan. And then over time, we're gonna monitor it to make sure that we stay on track to hit the goals that you set for your retirement. So look, why don't we do this? Why don't we set up a time and we'll just discuss your retirement goals. I just wanna know where you wanna be when you retire and make sure that you're on the right path starting right now. So that way, when you do retire, you feel secure, you can sleep well now knowing that you have a plan in place, and also you have a clear plan to retirement. And that way, you'll feel like somebody you trust is looking out for your best interest starting right now. And that way, when you retire, you don't have to sacrifice any of your lifestyle, you don't have to worry about putting your family in some sort of poor financial situation, and honestly, you won't have any regret that you didn't implement a plan starting right now. Awesome, huh? So that is how you do a killer elevator pitch. So you can do this for your business, and it's that easy. Now, I did it pretty quickly because I kind of know the process, but it might take you maybe like an hour or so to go through this, and it's super simple. Don't overcomplicate it. Talk in their terms. Like, what is it that the prospect or your customer says to themselves at night? How do they talk to their spouse, their friends? Keep it in layman terms, super simple. And what is it that they want? If you can understand that, that's gonna be the most important thing, and it's gonna help you understand the value that you create through the offering that you sell, whether it's a product or service. So that is our killer elevator pitch framework. Now, you can simplify this. That's a lot of words, and that's a lot to say, right? You can simplify it even further and make it even shorter so that if you are actually in an elevator, you can say it in the one breath, and you'll have it every time. So get this part done first, and maybe we'll do another video on how to turn this into an even shorter sort of sales pitch that you can use or your employees could use at any point in time. So hope you enjoyed the video, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks. Thank you for listening to another episode of Think Mighty. If you enjoyed this show and you want to hear future episodes, be sure to subscribe. This show is produced by Mighty, a branding agency that works with businesses to create new revenue streams, increase customer lifetime value, and generate raving fans that want to do business with you for life. Check it out, mightybranding.com. We'll see you on the next episode.